Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk to our man, Miles Robinson. It's been a minute. Miles, man, what's going on with you? How you doing today?
Hey, how are you guys? I'm good.
You missed it. We were talking all about how great we've been playing on defense before you came on. Dude, three shutouts or three score, you know, clean sheets, as you guys like to say. How you liking the new vibe with the team?
No. Obviously, we've gotten to a pretty good start defensively, but the season is definitely still early, so we just got to continue to improve. But I think we're doing pretty good so far. Yeah.
What about this match last week? I mean, you know, I was telling friends like, "Yo, this was a good draw." Orlando's a better club than what they've been in the past. We still don't like them, but I mean, you got to respect it, right? And say, okay, fine. But that's how I viewed it. How did you view that match last week?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a tough-fought match. It was very hot out there, very humid. It was the middle of the day. And then playing a game like that in the heat, when you haven't had too many 90 minutes to prepare yourself physically, was tough. But the guys definitely pushed through, and it was a hard-fought draw for sure.
Yeah, man, we talked earlier as Miles Robinson, guys, joins us here from Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a minute. We joked around with everybody else. We talked to Emerson Hyman about a week and a half ago about, like, the match in Costa Rica. All of a sudden you look back, uh-oh, Brad got the red card. But, I mean, everybody just sort of is coming together with Gabriel Hense, and the CONCACAF wins were very impressive.
Definitely. We played two hard-fought games again in Costa Rica and one in Kennesaw, but it's just about a matter of, getting used to playing with some of the guys around all of us and trying to, like, slowly get that gel or get that chemistry going. And I think it's coming slowly, but it's definitely been great so far under Gabby, and I'm excited to see what the future holds.
What's the difference, Miles, in your opinion, with Gabby and where we were? I mean, with coming off of last season, which obviously was a disappointment, but what's changed in your opinion?
I would think, honestly, the whole locker room is definitely bought in. And I think when we have all our guys bought in under, one coach, the sky's the limit, honestly, and we're just, competing every day in training and trying to, grow as a team and individually, and we have high hopes this season.
We do, too. I mean, the style of play, and again, it's almost, and we joked around with Emerson, and you guys need, like, name tags. How quickly is this going to be a work in progress as everybody kind of gets on the same page with each other?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, MLS seasons are very long. A lot can happen. It's just a matter of, slowly growing with each other. And, it's definitely going to be a work in progress, but it's a matter of, focusing in every day in training and learning from, coach and from one another. And, just growing together, getting better every day.
It's Miles Robinson, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer on Dukes and Bell. Match this Saturday against Chicago Fire. Before we ask you about the Fire, so you're a TV star now, huh? You're a big time actor now, huh? If you guys haven't heard, I want you to explain. But you are now a part of a campaign for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. What is this all about? And you're going to be on television in these campaigns. Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm much of an actor. I tried my best. I don't know if Denzel would be proud or anything like that, but. But it's a good campaign. I was definitely excited to be a part of it. Anything, that goes along with a good cause like this with Children's Healthcare, I'd love to be a part of, and I'm glad they asked me to join their campaign.
Right, man. Don't forget, they can always edit that stuff out too, man. Don't be afraid to do multiple takes. Really let it flow. Get into your mood, man.
Yeah, I don't know if that's all for me, but Maybe one day. I don't think so, though.
Carl, I mean, don't you think you can go method act here? You can help children. I mean, really lay it on thick, man. Go for it.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
All right, how long did it take you guys to shoot this thing? Did you have a lot of fun doing it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all those guys are fun. They definitely got me in the right spirit to, you know, go out there. But, yeah, it didn't take long, maybe two or three hours.
Miles, I'm watching this right now. You're showing off your ball skills. Grady Jarrett's in this spot, too. I see you working. You're showing off your skills, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't know if there's anything to compare, like, you know, every day watching Barco, but, yeah, maybe one day.
Right. I was going to say, but every now and again, you do get a chance. You know, we always love to see the guys in the back line, Carl, get a chance to take part in penalty kicks and things like. You got some offensive game, don't you?
Maybe in high school, but in the professional level, I'm not sure if I can compare to some of the guys we got up top.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned Joseph real quick. How does he look? I mean, I want to put words in your mouth. I think he's still coming along. He didn't look like he's yet to be 100%, but how's he look to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think coming off of a massive injury, it takes definitely time to get back to full strength mentally, physically, all that. But we're obviously all behind him, and so is, you know, the club and the whole staff. So just like our team, I think you just got to grow and keep getting, you know, better and improve day in, day out, and I think that'll happen.
Miles, what have you seen real quick before we let you go about Chicago? What are you expecting this weekend from them?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely a good team. We've done, you know, some analysis on them so far, but yeah, we're honestly just focusing in on ourselves and what we can do better from our last performance. Mm-hmm. And I think if we do that, it should be a good first home opener in the MLS for us.
I know you're a really young guy. I mean, everybody on the team, for the most part, with the exception of a few, are younger guys. Is Barco taking more leadership? Is Barco going to be more of the guy stirring the drink this year that we've been waiting for?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously has tremendous talent, and all of us, you know, have so much support and, you know, confidence in him. It's just a matter of, you know, getting those games in, and I definitely, you know, expect some big things, but I hope he expects some big things from me as well. You know, I think we all have to put some pressure, not pressure, but, you know, some type of characteristics, I don't know, on each other.
Right.
Miles, good luck on Saturday. We'll be watching, cheering you guys on, man, and let's keep this thing going. A lot of positive vibes right now, as you said, with the way this momentum and the club is playing right now. Miles Robinson, good luck. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.